Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and endless satisfaction, and just by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your own erotic fantasies just for coming, and experience every kiss, every lick, every thrust, as if it was really happening. And tonight, yes, the second part of the listener's fantasy. And just to remind you, Dawn had just had a drop of wet wax just poured onto her clit. So we're going to start it mid-action. So get yourself settled and ready. This one's going to be quick and fast. Please remember, if you would like to hear your fantasy here, or any thought you may have, if you have an idea for a story, then why not email me, devlin@wilddesires.com. And you could have your dirty little fantasy being read right here. Would you like that? I think you might. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just loosen any clothing, you know, just in case. Put your earbuds in and close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, just go ahead and take a nice deep breath and hold it for a moment. And let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress for the next 20 minutes or so. It's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensuous satisfaction. Your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and surrender to the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Dawn pulled against the restraints, her body throbbing with need as the delicious pain of the molten wax coursed through her clit. God, she throbbed like never before. Her whole body ached with desire as the wax inflamed every vein in her body. Panting, she tried to control the sensations moving through her body, the delicious sting of pain that resonated through every nerve. Gasping loudly as she felt the wax cooling, drying, solidifying, tightening around her clit, squeezing it in the most exquisite manner. Every sensation in her body intensified as the wax drew tighter and tighter around her clit, pinching it, punishing it. On the very edge of satisfaction, it held her in a salacious torment, her body raptured with pleasure. The contrast of the throbbing ache burning in her folds and the torturous restriction of the wax on her clit sent her body into overdrive. Her feet dug into the mattress, thrusting up to the wax, desperate to be free, to be sated. Mark's hand calmly slid between her thighs, not even caressing her pussy, just cupping it, holding it, restraining her from bucking. The gentle pressure of his palm tormenting her even more. As his breath brushed over her ear, her body froze in anticipation, the tension of his warm lips, the wet passion dripping from every word, consumed her body with need. She could damn well hear her clit pulsing in her head, the intense sensations vibrating through her whole body. His fingertip teased over the solid wax, pressing it slightly as he leaned in closer before he whispered, "Do you crave freedom, Dawn?" His fingernail teased at the edge of the solid wax, flicking it, every movement of his finger sending shockwaves of pleasure vibrating through Dawn's pussy. The build-up of pleasure was just incredible, as if she was a dam about to burst. She just nodded. Well, just as an understatement, she nodded with a furious desire. She thought she might actually cause damage to her neck, she nodded so aggressively. But none of that mattered. She could think of nothing but the trembling force that was hammering through her clit right now. Words, sensibility, nothing mattered right now more than the repetitive jackhammering of her clit by sensations she had no idea how to describe. Mark just smiled lazily, while his fingertip continued to toy around her clit. With the wax firmly secured around her, the sensation of his fingertips drew an electric line around her body, the sensations made even more intense by the tautness of her skin. Every damn pore of her body felt alive with lustful electricity right now. Without warning, his fingers tightly gripped her hair as he thrust two long fingers viciously into her pussy, her lips pulled tight around them. The sensations in her clit made even worse as his fingertips massaged that spot. Ignoring her pleads for mercy, controlling her against her writhing ecstasy, she couldn't see his eyes, and that was driving her mad. She needed to see his eyes so she could work out what the fuck he was thinking, to get some semblance of control back on her body. "No," he whispered. Dawn could damn well hear the pleasure dripping from every sound. Deftly controlling her pelvis with the heel of his palm, while his thumbnail teased at the wax, his fingers pushing hard along her pussy wall, sliding the growing sensations deeper and deeper inside her aching sex. Dawn's pussy clutched wildly at his fingers. Frantically, her body willed them deeper to fill her completely. Every damn inch of her body wanted filling right now. The torment of her entrapped orgasm was just too much. She was sure if he continued like this, she would go completely mad through sexual frustration. As Mark released her pelvic bone from the restraint of his palm, Dawn started bucking against his fingers again, her body convulsing, her orgasm rising through her legs as she pushed hard against the stone. Without warning, Mark removed his hand, her pussy left dripping and wanton as she fucked the empty air. "Please," she begged, her body tormented with desperate need. Mark said nothing. He just quickly removed her ties, placed a hand on each of her hips and flipped her over. Dawn gasped as the wicked cold of the stone barbarically bit at her erect nipples. Mark's hand showed no patience as he pulled her hips back up, parting her cheeks while his fingers massaged her pleasure around the tight muscle of her ass. The very heat from her pussy seemed to pulse against her ass as he teased around with his fingers. Dawn could do nothing but moan as he slid a finger deep into her ass, the single thrusting finger massaging her desires in ways she'd never thought possible. Dawn pushed her ass back against him, willing him deeper, harder, wanting him to fuck her in any way possible, to satisfy this carnal desire to be as dirty as possible, to surrender to whatever dark desires he might have. Disappointment flooded her body again as he pulled his hand back, her ass feeling lost and empty as it gyrated in the air. Without warning, his broad hand slapped hard against her cheeks, somehow connecting with the outer folds of her pussy. "Fuck," she moaned, her whole body clutching a need, her fingers grasping forlornly at the stone. The searing sensation of his spank, forcing a wave of pleasure up and down her body, the jolt of electricity that invaded every cell, just consuming her body, her mind with desire. Every sensation, accentuated by his fingers, caressing her trembling folds. The beautiful heat that was growing between her thighs was quickly becoming an intolerable wildfire, spreading through every nerve of her body. His fingers now positively drenched with her need. They moved back between her cheeks, pushing back inside her ass, harder this time, stretching her tight rosette to the point of delectable pain. His fingers exploring every inch inside of her, massaging her with such delightful precision. Her whole body trembled with every movement of his fingers. For the first time, Dawn could feel an orgasm rising through her body from anal play. Her body moved to the rhythm of his fingers, the wave of pleasure growing with every thrust, an undeniable tidal wave of intense satisfaction that was merciless in its pursuit of her pleasure. And just as she could feel it spreading through her whole body, just as she could feel her whole body tensing in preparation of letting go into the chasm that was this pure pleasure, his fingers disappeared again, her ass feeling desolate and empty once more. Grabbing her hips again, Mark flipped her, the cold stone kissed along her naked back, forcing an arch into her body. His fingers quickly returned to her pussy, as his mouth sucked voraciously at her erect nipple, dragging it between his teeth, forcing louder and louder moans from her lips. His fingertips circled the wax that still miraculously cocooned her clit. "Freedom," he whispered before biting her nipple again viciously. "Yes," was all she could gasp as his thumbnail taunted the wax, forcing fresh pulses to move through her clit. This was beyond torment or torture. She needed to come to release. The orgasm that was spiraling through her body inflamed every need with desire. As his fingers squeezed the dried wax, the break allowing blood to flow back into her clit once again, and as his thumb pressed on the sensitive hub, as his fingers thrust deep inside her, Dawn screamed her pleasure as her orgasm spread through every cell of her body, her pussy clutching wildly at his fingers, trying to drag them deeper into her sex, trying to somehow intensify this beautiful pleasure that was moving through her whole body. Dawn's fingers found his hair and pulled him hard against her breasts, his lips, his teeth, his tongue, finding her burning nipple as he sucked hard on it, pulling it between his teeth and then teasing it with long flicks of his tongue. Unyielding, Mark pushed her orgasm harder and deeper within her, forcing her to keep coming. Dawn's body shaked with pleasure as Mark's fingers continued to fuck her pussy while his mouth moved down her stomach, biting at the soft, trembling flesh before his lips discovered her swollen clit. With her orgasm still pulsing very hard through her pussy, the very sensation of Mark sucking her clit sent her climax crashing back up and down her body. Wanting more, she pushed hard onto the stone with her feet, thrusting her pussy against his lips, his stubble tingling along her pussy, sending a wild new wave of sensations vibrating through her body. "Don't stop coming," he whispered as his fingers continued to fuck deeper and harder into her trembling pussy. Dawn couldn't respond. She couldn't stop coming if she tried. His fingers made sure of that. And the wicked caress of his lips and tongue across her clit just confirmed the intensity of her need. Just confirmed that every sensation she had explored before this moment was merely preparing her for this truly unique and intense sensation to explode through her. Her thighs clenched around his hand, not wanting him to stop, but the sensations beginning to get too intense for her to bear anymore. Without warning, Mark flipped her onto the stone again and pulled her ass hard against his throbbing erection. Bending her over the edge of the stone, he parted her thighs and with a hard thrust pushed into her still coming pussy. Literally, his cock rode the waves of her orgasm as they rippled up and down the length of his cock as he pushed deeper and deeper, harder and harder into her trembling pussy. His cock throbbed aggressively as her pussy massaged every beautiful inch of him. His fingers dug hard into the soft flesh of her ass, exploring her hole once more, massaging it in perfect time with his thrusts. The torment of wanting him to fill her, to have his pleasure dripping down her thighs, yet unable to control the sensations moving through her body. The unparalleled torture of experiencing him to explode deep inside her, with all the ferocity she knew he could, to feel him come so completely. Her pussy throbbed with uncontrollable desire as he continued to push deeper into her wet sex, the sound of her slick as he thrust in and out echoing around the room, every inch of his cock accentuated by the sound as he ploughed further and further into her. She could feel a low growl vibrating through his body, a sure sign his orgasm was only moments away, his body tensing against her. The growl vibrated along his cock, accelerating the sensations moving through Dawn's pussy, as his fingers grasped hard on her ass, pulling her against him in one final hard thrust, as his cock exploded with delicious heat inside her. His chest fell along her back, as his orgasm continued to pulse inside Dawn, her pussy vibrating with such a beautiful pleasure. The waves of their shared orgasm moving between them, melting them into each other as they sank into the pleasure of being one and the same at this very moment. Dawn didn't know how long they shared that moment. It seemed to last forever, as the warmth moved so beautifully between them. Eventually, Mark kissed her neck gently, releasing the blindfold. The candlelight was thankfully dim. Lifting her from the stone, he pulled her close, her head pressed against his chest. "I'm still going to the seminary tomorrow," he whispered into her hair before kissing her forehead. "I can't believe you're still going. Can't imagine you as a priest." Dawn fought back the tears as she looked into Mark's eyes. "Well, that's one hell of a way to send me off. You truly will be the last woman I ever fuck. And that, Dawn, was a fuck to last the rest of my lifetime." He pulled her closer still, neither of them saying a word, as they let the night drift around them one last time. So, I hope you enjoyed that. A new story next week. Yes, a new story. But until next week, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.